This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:32 and you are listening to the Evening Edition with Iman, Lin and Kelvin. And joining us in the studio right now is Sean Tanis for the Market Wrap. So a report by CNBC says Apple is finally focusing on function over form. And this means that its newest gadgets are now thicker than previous models. And this is to allow space for better keyboards and other important functions.
Yeah, so the recent examples over this change in direction can be noted in this year's iPhones and the new 16-inch MacBook Pro. And the theory is that these changes are being made after the departure of Apple's former chief design officer, Johnny Ive. And they're saying that Ive was somewhat obsessed with creating really thin gadgets, but a lot of them also at times come at the cost of functionality. And this aesthetics over functionality is also apparently an issue, even at the Apple headquarters itself in the building, which was curated by Ive. And the office building is obviously full of glass walls, and which this was reported earlier that has caused people to walk into window walls. So there's an article on Bloomberg last year with the headline, Apple's new campus has a flaw and it hurts.
Oh, man. I mean, I don't want to diss Johnny Ive, not knowing very much myself, but just
I'm looking around at our office now.
Our office is covered in mirrors, is what it is. But I mean, this is one of those examples, I think, of where you can go design for a while and then it's really beautiful and people want it, but ultimately people also just want things that work.
Yeah,
right.
So I guess this could also be a timely change in direction, right? Considering how battery life is becoming an important asset for tech devices these days.
Right. So the report also pointed to the iPhone 8, for example, which measured just like 7.3 millimeter thick. And that's really pushing to be as thin as possible at the expense of battery life. So Apple's new MacBook Pro, which was announced yesterday, has a better keyboard and longer battery life. And it's like 2% bigger and slightly thicker than the older 15-inch model it replaces. And besides that, this also helps Apple include what people always wanted, you see, in a similar but slightly bigger form factor, which is a functional keyboard instead of something that's flat and has very little key travel space. So this has caused a lot of typos and all that issues before this. So the theory is Johnny Ive did not have as much influence in designing these products before his departure in June, so perhaps Apple's design team had the freedom to make gadgets without focusing on thinness and external beauty. So thin is not always beautiful. Something like body positive for gadgets also.
Body positivity for Apple. There you go. Moving on to Bursa then. Shares in BTM Resources Berhad rose over 43% this morning. What is happening there?
So BTM Resources announced its venture into liquefied petroleum gas business, and the counter was among the top gainers today, rising to its highest since November last year. And they are basically partnering with Markmore Energy in Labuan to produce LPG. And the move is to diversify the company's source of incomes. And under the deal, an LPG plant and gas processing facility will be constructed, and BTM will bear most of the cost and expenses. And there were over 17.6 million shares traded on the counter today, and it closed up more than 69% at 19.5 cents.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.